A Bit of a Weakness by Jill Webb. Well, thanks to you, I've got rid of me slippers.
It were only an observation, Edie, that clunking noise they made. Heavy soles, maybe. That and your stick combined. I didn't mean you to bin them.
Oh, and me stick. I like decent soles, you don't slip then. But no, they got on your nerves, so I've put on me lightweight, open-toed, Velcro strap sandals with open back for your approval, Your Majesty.
Oh dear, I've upset you, and I never meant to, Edie. Those are quieter, though. I wonder why slippers are called slippers. That's the last thing you want, isn't it, slip?
Which is precisely why I had decent soles.
Oh, this is awkward. I hate atmospheres. Can we start again? It's a lovely day. Shall we do something?
Do something? Like what? Fly to Venice?
Don't be dramatic, Edie. There's a quiz on in the lounge. I thought we could join in. I like a quiz, me.
Oh, I'm no good at quizzes.
They're serving tea and scones as well.
Now you're talking. I'll fetch me glasses. I don't want to sit near Pat. She's always sucking mints and they clack round her false teeth. You sit there and I'll be this side of table and I can't hear or see her.
That's not very nice, Edie. But I will sit there. I don't mind Pat's mints. You'll have to leave room for Trolley when it comes round with our tea, mind.
No problem. Is Roger reading questions?
Yes. And Connie's on teas and scones. Pat offered to butter scones, but
they were worried there wouldn't be any left.
Edie, no, she can't stand too long with her knees. Now behave. Roger's going to start with first question.
OK, I'm listening. Eh? Who is the God of War? How should I know? Couldn't he ask something easier, like who runs paper shop in Coronation Street?
It's Mars, Edie.
When's tea?
Not yet. Shush. The next one is, what was Achilles' weakness?
I don't know. Mars bars.
You're being silly now. The answer is his heel. You must have heard of Achilles' heel.
Oh, I'm bored with this. I'm going to stand up and stretch me legs.
Mind out, Edie. Connie is right behind you with Troy.
Ah! You've run into back of me foot, Connie. Oh, that hurts something rotten. That's your fault, Ethel, making me give up me slippers with decent back to them. Oh,
dear. I'm sorry, Edie. I'll buy you a new pair to make up.
You will. And I've seen some in Marks and Spencer's.
I'm sure those last ones were from Shoezone. How's your foot, Edie?
Throbbing.
'Cause you know what that was, don't you?
What?
Your Achilles' heel.
Have you finished having laugh at my expense? Pass me that plate of scones. I'll need two to take me mind off it. Achilles' heel.